Shalom, everybody. In yesterday's FMT, we discussed the opinions of Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam about the Eishes Yefas Toar, a woman taken captive, and a Jewish soldier wants to marry her. And we heard about the procedures that must be followed. She has to shave her head. She has to let her nails grow long, wear unflattering clothing, mourning and crying over her family, etc. And the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says about the Eishes Yefas Toar, lo dibra Torah ella keneged yetzer hara. The Torah recognizes that the soldier is going to marry this girl. That's his yetzer hara, and we know that. And because of that, the Torah allowed it to take place under very specific circumstances and for very specific reasons, as discussed in yesterday's FMT. It's a very difficult topic, and one of the questions we can ask is this: the Torah understood that this soldier has the Yetzer Hara. And as Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, Imein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matira Yisena Be'Isser. If the Torah didn't allow it, he would do it anyway. It's an incredible thing. He's going to do it. So Hashem says, do it, but do it my way. That's what the soldier is going to say. But this is so hard to understand. What kind of soldier are we talking about? If we go back to the end of Parshas Shoftim, we'll remember that the Torah said in Perek Chaf Pasuk Ches that the Shotrim, the officers of the nation, stand at the front line of the army and say, Mi ha'ish ha'yarei v'rach ha'levav yelech v'yashov leveso, etc. Any soldier who's afraid, who's faint of heart, should turn around and not go to war, because his fear will become contagious and cause others to become afraid as well. And on that pasuk, Rashi quotes the Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masechet Sota. The Mishnah quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili about what Yarei V'rach HaLevav means. Rabbi Akiva says that it's to be understood literally. This person's afraid and he has to turn around. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Mishnah says that Yarei V'rach HaLevav refers to someone who is Misyarei Min Ha'averos Shebiyado, someone who's afraid because of any sins that he may have performed. So, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, anyone who sinned needs to turn around and not go to war. All of the soldiers who do go to war didn't sin. So now we look at the Eishes Yefas Toar and we say that he's going to sin. He's going to do it anyway. Lo dibra Torah ella keneged yetzer hara. He's not going to listen. So we have got to make all these concessions. How can that be? This kind of soldier is someone who's not afraid of any sins. They haven't sinned. So that soldier we're afraid of is now going to be taken by this woman? This question is asked by the Chose of Lublin, Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Horowitz of Lublin. He died in 1815. It's found in a sefer. I saw it in a sefer called HaChose MeLublin by Rav Yitzchak Alfasi. It was published in the year 2006, and it's there on page Kuf Tes Vav. Says the Chose of Lublin, yes, it is true. All soldiers who are afraid that they have sins, according to Rabbi Glili, all soldiers who are afraid that they have sins must turn around. And therefore, it's also true that only soldiers who are not afraid that they have sinned go out to battle. But, says the Chose MeLublin, Im margish ata biatzmecha she'incha choshesh me'aveiro shebiyadcha, chayecha she'atahu harishon. If you feel about yourself that you've got nothing to worry about, that you have no sins to worry about, then you will be the first that will fall, pray God forbid, to the Yetzer Hara. We've said many times in this FMT that we cannot be too bogged down by our sins. We cannot be too bogged down by our past. It's true. However, if we think we have nothing to do tshuva about, if we think we've done nothing wrong, that's also not healthy. And the Chose of Lublin chalks this up to gaiva, to haughtiness and arrogance. A person who thinks so highly of themselves that they don't think they need to improve, that the person is the most susceptible, chas v'shalom, to falling. This idea is similar, but not identical, to an idea that the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1796, quotes a Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that if a person is suffering God forbid, yisurin, real suffering, God forbid, then they should examine their ways and look for sins that they may have committed. And says the Gemara, if after looking at themselves honestly, they don't find any sins, then they should attribute the suffering to bittul Torah. The Gemara continues, but the Vilna Gaon asks, on his Peirush to that Gemara, why didn't bittul Torah come up when they first examined themselves and looked for sins? They examined themselves and didn't find sins, so they should attribute the suffering to the sin of bittul Torah? But they didn't find any sins. And the Vilna Gaon explains that if we look at ourselves and we do not find any sins, it's because of bittul Torah. We didn't learn Torah properly, appreciate Torah properly, bring Torah properly into our lives. Everyone sins at one point or another. And if we look at ourselves honestly through the lens of Torah, then we can identify those mistakes and try to rectify them. Have an amazing day, everyone.